Pivot, The Art and Science of Reinventing Your Life. Author, Adam Markle. Right now, you're blind, and you don't know it. It's a selective blindness that only affects your ability to see yourself. You can't see just how unhappy you've become, how far your health or your relationships or your enthusiasm have fallen. That's why you know something's wrong, but you can't articulate it. Your ability to clearly see your life is severely compromised. Your daily habits limit the scope of your vision, narrowing it from the wide, open gaze of youth to the tunnel vision of the daily grind. The people you spend your time with, the culture you grew up in, the books you read, the things you study, the content you watch, everything adds to that windshield. The dirtier your windshield becomes, the more you tend to run on autopilot. You rely on regular routines and habits to get through the day. You are, in effect, functionally blind. The great gift and the great curse of life is that it changes you. And over time, you begin to see the world differently. You still catch glimpses of the real world through the tiny clear areas left on your windshield. Here are some myths about pivoting. Myth number one, pivoting is for other people. Plenty of people with less time, money, charm, and savvy than you have pivoted. Like you, they had normal lives, and they choose to reinvent themselves. Were they scared to pivot? Yes. Did they have financial challenges? Yes. Did they have time pressures, kids, mortgages, careers, and more? Yes. But they did it anyway. And so can you. Myth number two, it's too risky. If you're telling yourself that pivoting is too risky, be sure you understand the real risk. What you're feeling is normal. That voice urging you to start anew is normal. The real risk is not changing. You have a chance for a different life. You can have a second act, a third, fourth, or fifth act. Have as many as you want. Because that's the truth about pivoting. You don't just want to. You don't just get to. You need to. Myth number three. You have to burn the ships. Burning the ships is what economists call a commitment device, a way of overcoming our short-term desires in favor of long-term ones. In fact, pivoting isn't about sudden radical change. It's about envisioning a realistic way to change your life, preserving the parts of your life that serve you, and creating a clear plan for making sustainable change. Myth number four, what I want is unreasonable. You might have been raised to think that dreams were just that, dreams. You might have been told that life is supposed to be hard. If people around you are unhappy with their lives, you may feel that your desire to change your life is somehow frivolous or unethical. That's wrong. It's sad that most people are unfulfilled, but that pales in comparison to the tragedy that you are unfulfilled, and you think that it's somehow okay. Myth number five. Everything I've done so far will be wasted. Many people are afraid to pivot because a voice inside them says, this invalidates everything you've done. First, you've learned a lot. That uninspiring decade you spent at your desk wasn't without purpose. You have skills, self-knowledge, and experience that are going to serve your pivot. Second, pivots require a frame of reference. You can't pivot to something better if you've never been somewhere worse. You need that reference point of the poor health, the lousy job, the bad relationship, the abandoned dream. Myth number six, I have to wait for something. This myth is about believing that you need to wait for something, some day, some person, some event, some. You want change to be clear, easy, and risk-free. Unfortunately, change often isn't any of these, but it can be easier than you think. The risk can be low, the steps can be small, the price can be affordable. Unplanning. We love plans. Workout plans, business plans, diet plans, life plans. The more plans, the better. But pivoting doesn't work that way. Here lies the paradox of clarity. The more we try to bring an assembly line precision to change, the harder it is to change. The more we try to force our pivot onto an instruction booklet template, the more it eludes us. We can't have clarity until we're willing to let go of it. So how can we resolve this dilemma? We have to let go of our need for certainty. Clarity through letting go. To pivot, you need to reconnect, and to let go of the suffering of planning. The time is now, and we create the conditions by moving forward, unsure of the exact path, but determined nonetheless. That is the pivot way. To let go of the past, detach from the plan, and simply allow ourselves to move into the current of change and possibility. Be, do, have. the superhero formula. Most people are programmed as children to believe this. You do certain things in life in order to have certain things, in order to be someone whom others would respect as a result. Here's the way the scenario looks. You do, to have, to be. The do-have-be formula is a false promise, conditioned into us from a young age. When we move identity, the be in the equation, to the front of the line, we get this. Be, then do, then have. That is a success equation. And to make the equation work, we need to focus first on who you want to become, not what you want to have. Finding your inner superhero. If your goal is to find your true purpose and pivot toward, you need to uncover your true self and find a way to bring that to the world. But you may be thinking, how can I find mine? Step 1. Uncover your true identity. Uncovering your true identity is about discovering who you are at the level of the roots. This explorative discovery and process is deep work. It's the kind of work and process that is essential for more successful living. Step 2. Uncover your current identity limitations. It's not enough to discover your true self and purpose. You also need to understand what limitations your current identity and self-image are placing on you. Step 3. Surrender to your true self. There's a world in need out there. You have something in you that's worth sharing. You might share that through your job or your business. You might share it through your cooking, your caring, or your collection of poetry. Putting your identity to work. If you want to change your life, you have to change yourself. In order to have a different life, you need to become something different. You need to change, and that change needs to happen sooner, not later. The power of habit. Habits run a huge part of our lives without us being aware of them. They are autopilot mode, and in many respects, that's a good thing. This gives you a new tool for change, creating new and better habits. Building your pivot ritual. A ritual is a sequence of events that's repeated. Here are a few suggestions that have worked well for many pivots. Meditate. Your mind, like your body, needs to be trained, and that's exactly what meditation is. It's a discipline for training the mind. Exercise. There's almost no better way to elevate your mood, boost your strength, and transform your day than exercise. Visualize. Many pivoters allocate a portion of their ritual to reconnecting with their vision by crafting an image in their mind of what it is they want. Write. You don't need to be a professional writer to do this. You can print in sloppy block capitals with terrible spelling and grammar. Read. If you need a boost of inspiration for your own life change, reading is an essential part of any ritual. Review. How much you're accomplishing when you have clarity. Appreciate. Gratitude is a well-established strategy for increasing happiness. Celebrate. Don't be afraid to carve out special times in your ritual to acknowledge how far you've come. Don't diminish your progress by failing to recognize even a small win. On becoming a hero, a final word. To pivot, you'll have to explore the unknown. You won't have to burn your ships or face a dragon. But you may have to leave some of your comfortable routines and predictable patterns. The hero in this story is you. It's your journey. No one can take it from you or do it for you. To pivot, you need to become the hero of your own life. Because if you can pivot, if you can change your life and live your dreams, what else can't you do?